when do you prescribe is going to happen, and what would you say the population like us that want to clear, to drain the swamp, clear the latrine, restore a constitutional republic? I think they've been playing around with 100 years, starting with the Fed Reserve, with the forced bankruptcy in the 1930s after the Depression, with the Nixonian removal of the gold standard, all these sequentially, you know, executive orders. And, of course, although the total number of orders isn't excessively high for Obama, they're all very vile. They're all to disarm the public. And I believe they don't care about the physical health of Hillary. I think they simply want to destroy America to the point where it no longer has the strength to resist having a borderless country that no longer is a country, and have a trade zone, just like in Europe when we talked to the people, the Italians, after the earthquake, and we had Leo Zagami on last week. The people in Brussels that run the European Union said, we have austerity, you can't rebuild those homes or waterworks or anything. They're just tough out of luck. Their cities and towns and their villages and their water supply, it's gone, and we're not going to help you rebuild it. So the Italians are giving them the middle finger and the Italian fist, and they're basically mad as hell, and they want to leave the European Union. But the European Union has got a stranglehold economically on these countries, and they're going through the same garbage as we are in America, only their destroyer of Germany is Angela Merkel. Here in America, Hillary would be the Angela Merkel, flooding with tons of Muslims, bringing in economic policies that will destroy our economy and literally making us a borderless mess.
Well, and Bill, it's appalling how the media have betrayed us. For example, this past Wednesday, when the Daily Mail was publishing a very elaborate article about how the WikiLeaks revealed corruption on the part of six of Hillary's closest associates, Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills, the John Podesta, the guy who smashed all her Blackberries and all that, the big three media weren't doing anything. On Wednesday, the same day, on WikiLeaks, ABC zero, CBS zero, NBC zero, FBI investigation, ABC 65 seconds, CBS 15, NBC 40. On Donna Brazile, who gave questions to Hillary, ABC zero, CBS zero, NBC 10. But when it comes to negative on Trump, ABC a minute and 25 seconds, CBS 25 seconds, NBC 40 seconds. They can devote all the time in the world to trashing Trump unjustly, but when you report on the major developments that are negative about Hillary and the Democrats running their smear campaign, cheating in the debates and all that, they are basically silent to the maximum extent possible. It's insulting. You know, the founding fathers believe that the... Jefferson even said, when he was asked would he prefer a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, that he'd prefer the latter to the former, but he had no idea that newspapers could become corrupt to this extent.
Right, and the problem is, you see, they're dealing, though, with this, with the blogosphere now, that the alternative media is as bigger audience than the regular media, which basically they didn't anticipate. For example, this show has a bigger audience than MSNBC. So they need to take it seriously, because when we put out information, we put a video out, within a matter of hours, we can have hundreds of hits on YouTube. And this allows people to kind of evaluate for themselves what the truth is. We don't tell people what to believe, we just present the evidence. And the danger now is people don't realize we're moving very quickly toward a borderless world where the life and the future of its citizens doesn't matter anymore. We have no representative government, where the global billionaires and globalists are basically looking at the idea of cybernetically and genetically enhancing themselves in a world where the future doesn't need most of us, where they actually have policies like Obamacare is basically a eugenics plan. This is very similar to the eugenics plan of the Nazi Germans. People don't know the parallels when we have people like Ezekiel Emanuel that wrote it. We changed his name to Ezekiel Emanuel. So what do you think is going to happen if Hillary gets in there in the next, say, 2 years?
Well, it's going to be one hell of a mess, Bill. I think most Americans are going to realize that this was a totally rigged election, that Trump was right. They're not going to have any respect for the American government. There's going to be an increase in lawlessness, disrespect for for the not just the national government, but for local law and order. I would say crime is going to increase dramatically. Offenses against institutional authority are going to increase. You'll probably have the killing of officials of the government who represent a corrupt institution. Hillary herself might be targeted for assassination. I can see a tremendous deterioration and collapse in the morale of the people of the United States, who have now come to the realization that they've been manipulated, deceived, cheated, lied to for a very long period of time, and where Donald Trump performed the astonishing feat of revealing to us how profoundly corrupt the system was in which we have been for so long embedded.
The only thing I find that I'd like to add to that, there's a number of collaborators with Hillary that in some ways are more evil than her. People like Katy Perry, some of these people like Beyonce and Jay-Z. These collaborators know full well that they're using their talents and abilities and media to literally destroy the future of America and Americans. That's pretty disgusting, isn't it?
I'm inclined to think that they're much more superficial than that. All they care about is if the check is good and that Hillary is buying these people. I'll bet she gave a LeBron James $100,000 to turn out, even though they only drew a couple of hundred people. I mean, the poverty of the Clinton campaign is becoming increasingly obvious, whereas the success of the Trump is equally apparent when you have these staggeringly large crowds. We had the International Business Daily poll, the most accurate, showing just a day or two ago that Trump had taken the lead from Hillary. You have a Standard & Poor index that's shown when the S&P has fallen some 4.5% over the crucial 3 months before an election that the party out of in power loses, the party out of power wins. There's even an artificial intelligence system, get this, Moog IA uses 20 million data points from online platforms like Google, YouTube, and Twitter to come up with its predictions. It's predicted the past three presidential elections as well as the Democratic and Republican parties and predicts that Trump is going to win. But when we have Newsweek already distributing an issue, printed box and ready to ship, declaring Hillary the winner, you have to ask what in God's name is going on here. Now, if they have a similar issue for Donald Trump, then it's just doing business in a proper fashion. But I believe if they've only printed up the Hillary issue, you can see the fix is in. Yep, this. Here's a subtle sign that of support for the Donald. He has an overwhelming superiority on the social media, including Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, where Trump's page has doubled the likes of Clinton's, 10 million to 5 million. Moreover, Trump is said to average 30,000 viewers on live stream YouTube events compared to Hillary's mere 500. Right. So, as you were alluding before, many people become harassed by others if they acknowledge publicly they're Trump supporters. They're going to show it in the polling booth where it matters. And if, by some miracle, the votes are actually recorded and the election isn't stolen, I predict that Donald will have an overwhelming and unexpected victory.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Now, here's the consequences of Donald gets in. Number one, he's got all these rules about ethics that are going to make it impossible for people to go pay for play or make a fortune after they leave office, literally selling influence. Number two, you're going to see a lot of indictments all the way through many departments of government and different aspects. They're going to start removing, you know, systematically the corruption. Number three, you're going to see a lot of foreign powers and contractors freaking out that they can't get access and they can't manipulate our government to literally pull away our jobs or put us in danger or increase the cost of actually manufacturing anything from a jet to a naval ship. All these contractors are going to freak out that are basically sucking away our jobs to other countries or manipulating us. And we already see movements on that part. For example, in Mexico they have a Trump piñata. I mean, how nervy is it for a government in Mexico to have a Trump pinata when he may become the ruler of America, the ruler of the free world? How ridiculous is that?
Well, I'm willing to chalk that up to freedom of speech. They're unhappy because he's been so severely critical of the Mexicans who've come across the border. I do believe, however, it has to be stemmed. I mean, the Donald is on the right side on the big three issues, ending the wars in the Middle East, which Hillary has supported and promoted, which were brought to us by the contrived events of 9/11, opposing the TPP, which has been described as NAFTA on steroids, where NAFTA gutted our manufacturing and industrial base, and which, as I may have already observed, it creates a board of international corporate attorneys who have the right to override the laws and statutes of any of the 14 Pacific Rim nations, thereby subsumed up to and including the Constitution of the United States, so that the U.S. is no longer a sovereign nation. And third, of course, imposing borders and regulating migration. He made a perfectly appropriate proposal that we should cease all immigration from the Middle East until we can figure out what's going on. It's created chaos in Europe, and it appears that, the master plan is to try to homogenize all the races. If you have that clip, Bill, if it's at hand, Bill still has an absolutely brilliant report about what's going on here, if we're able to play it.
Yeah, do you want to play that now, Dan, and if you have that there? Because I think you sent it directly to Dan over at Republic Broadcasting Studios.
Yes, I did. It's still report number 1091.
I don't know if we can play
it's
all 7 minutes.
Devastating.
I don't know if we can play all 7 minutes, but we'll play a portion of it. You can tell us when we need
it. No, you want to hear the whole thing. You really do want to hear the whole thing.
It's, well, we do have time because we have another 9 minutes, so it's a 7 minute.
Yeah, play it, please.
See if you can play it, Dan. I don't hear any sound, so I don't know if he's got it ready to go yet. He'll give us a shout here. Yeah. 7 minutes. Okay, so what does he say as we're waiting for Dan to get it queued up?
Well, about all the rigging and manufacturing that the master plan appears to be no less than bringing millions of immigrants, legal and illegal, and endless streams of refugees, set up sanctuary cities and take these happy foreigners and place them ahead of Americans who have worked their whole lives to build decent middle-class lives. Put these happy foreigners far ahead and above these American workers by providing them with free health care, college tuition, welfare, housing, transportation, all paid for by the middle-class American workers. These very grateful foreigners will always vote Democrat because the Democratic members of Congress are the ones who vote for these political policies and handouts, which move them to the head of the line above ordinary, hardworking Americans. Once a critical mass of many millions of these foreign happy immigrants is attained, they will keep voting Democratic, who will then keep taxing the middle-class, hardworking Americans to pay for their free benefits and entitlement until the middle class is gone and America is destroyed.
Right. And all they'll have, basically, is a handout gruel class. It'll be waiting for the next government handouts. I think de Tocqueville made this comment several hundred years ago when he visited from France, that a government will eventually vote itself in so they can get enough handouts that you no longer really have a functioning democracy.
Yeah. Well, I think that's really very much where we're headed, unless there's an effort to stem immigration, to put controls, to impose borders, to retain control of our own national identity. It appears that George Soros is very much behind the idea of destroying the nation states, destroying their culture, bringing in endless numbers of immigrants who are going to create all kinds of cultural chaos, as is occurring now in Europe, where Sweden, for example, has had its culture completely destroyed. They're raping women willy-nilly in an unconstrained fashion and not suffering any consequences. We cannot allow this to happen here in the United States.
Yeah. Well, okay, do you have that clip, Dan? Are we ready to go? I don't think I can hear Dan. Okay. He's not responding. Something's going out the studio there.
Okay. Well, let us proceed. You know, We have this bizarre situation where Huma Abedin appears to have been a honeypot for Hillary. She was born in the United States and then moved to Saudi Arabia at the age of two, where she assisted her mother, who was editing a newsletter for the Muslim Brotherhood. She returns to the United States at 19 and becomes an intern for Hillary. And they are involved in an intimate sexual relationship. So we have the case where Hillary's intern, Huma Abedin, appears to be bringing about her unraveling, just as Bill Clinton's intern, Monica Lewinsky, who was also a honeypot, led to his unraveling. It's very disgraceful and disgusting. Because not because there's a lesbian relationship, I could care less. I actually lost my first radio show on RBN because I was defending Hillary from accusations she was lesbian because it didn't make a difference. But in this instance, Huma appears to be her Saudi Arabian handler, and that makes all the difference in the world. Especially when they're trafficking in all these highly classified documents and they're not imposing so much security as having a password. Bill, I find this completely offensive and objectionable, even disgusting to the ultimate degree, and the betrayal of the confidence of the American people in the national security.
Right. Now, with Huma, they were actually going as trios to these this island of Spain in a private jet for to underage girls. So the sexual perversion isn't just Anthony Weider; it's also Huma Abedin as well.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Now, the principle called Zakia and Maruna in Islam, where you can do things that violate common sense logic or even what they call the Quran in order to advance Islam. Islam allows any kind of crime or even major sin just so it can advance Islam. You have to understand it's a chameleon. It will become what it has to maintain control, and it's a control freak culture, according to Walid Shabbat, which is 86% is a geopolitical mind control system, and only 14% is really a public religion.
Here are some additional reports about what has come into the possession of the New York Police Department. Clinton's crew also included several unnamed but implicated members of Congress in addition to her aides and insiders. The NYPD seized a computer from Weiner during a search warrant, and detectives discovered a trove of over 500,000 emails to and from Hillary Clinton, Abedin, and other insiders during her tenure as Secretary of State. The content of these emails sparked the FBI to reopen its defunct email investigation into Hillary on Friday. But the new revelations contained here implicate the Democratic candidate, her subordinates, and even elected officials in much more serious crimes than mishandling classified and top-secret emails, which include money laundering, child exploitation, sex crimes with minors, perjury, play-to-pay through the Clinton Foundation, obstruction of justice, other felony crimes, NYPD detectives, and an NYPD chief, the department's highest rank under commissioner, said openly that if the FBI and Justice Department fail to garner timely indictments against Hillary and co-conspirators, NYPD will go public with the damaging emails now in the hands of Director Comey and FBI field officers. What's in the emails is staggering, and as a father, it turned my stomach, the NYPD chief said. There's not going to be any Houdini-like escape from what we found. We have copies of everything. We will ship them to WikiLeaks, or I will personally hold my own press conference if it comes to that. The NYPD chief said once Comey saw the alarming contents of the emails, he was forced to reopen a criminal probe against Hillary. People are going to prison, said the chief.
I think that Comey is going to go to prison, too. I think if it's a Trump presidency, Comey is actually going to have to look good in orange.
Now, I interviewed an expert in the area of pedophilia, NYPD retired Gold Shield detective Jim Rothstein, and discussed this case in some detail with him, and he confirmed to me that it was all consistent with everything he knew and his past experience. And I said that I thought because this not only involved federal laws but local laws, that there was a pincer movement for...
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away, and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
Bottom of the hour, we're going to play that 7-minute break, that 7-minute clip. Jim, what's your analysis of what's going to happen in the next, let's say, days and weeks after the election cycle, say, if Trump gets in because of a landslide? What do you think will happen?
Well, let me just intervene that I've been looking into the continuity of government, and it was declared on 9/11, and we are still in a state of continuity of government, which is shocking to me.
Martial law, in other words.
Yeah, in essence, we're in a state of martial law. Simply by proclaiming a national emergency on Friday, this was written on September 18, 2001, President Bush activated some 500 dormant legal provisions, including those allowing him to impose censorship and martial law. It's clear that pre-9/11 declarations of national emergency have authorized martial law, as summarized by a former fellow of the Hoover Institute and the National Science Foundation, Thomas. We have a report about the use of this appeal to it in Lysander Spooner Award winner. Wrote it in these proclamations get forced to 470 provisions of federal law. Taken together, they confer enough authority to rule the country without reference to normal constitutional processors under the powers delegated by these statutes the president may, seize property, organize and control the means of production, seize commodities, assign military forces abroad, institute martial law, seize and control all transportation and communications, regulate the operation of private enterprise, restrict travel, and in a plethora of particular ways control the lives of American citizens. This is quite shocking, Bill, and this has to be corrected. We have to get out of this state of continuity government and back to constitutional government.
Right. So that's very scary. It means that, and this probably explains why the Bush family are supporting Hillary, because she's on the inside. Remember now, Bill and Hillary have been CIA agents for at least 25 years. And, of course, George Bush Sr. was a major CIA director for a period of time. He was actually on the ground during the Dealey Plaza assassination under LBJ of John F. Kennedy. So all of this kind of fits that we've had a coup d'etat at the assassination of John F. Kennedy, and the secret agencies have been running our government ever since.
Yeah, well, I certainly agree about JFK. George H.W. Bush played a key role there. He even supervised a hit team in Dealey Plaza. And I have heard before the report that Bill and Hillary are CIA agents acting under the control of George H.W. Bush. So I think that there's an awful lot here that ought to be profoundly disturbing, if only it could be made known to the American people.
Well, we are making it known. We have a huge number. Perhaps after the show we can do a kind of quick video with maybe some pictures, because obviously the picture tells 1,000 words. We're going to play another segment here in a moment, because we only have another minute or so left of this segment short. You were cut off before you got the last
statement.
I want you to extend that statement and explain to people what's really going on.
I interviewed a New York Police Department Gold Shield detective, now retired, Jim Rothstein, who is an expert in the area of pedophilia investigations. And I pointed out to him that I felt it was very important that the NYPD was involved in this, since the server and so forth is located in New York, as is the Clinton Foundation, and that while Obama could pardon Hillary of federal offenses, he could not pardon her of state. And Rothstein explained to me that while there were many occasions when he put together thorough dossiers of massive evidence implicating prominent officials, government and otherwise, in the criminal activities, including pedophilia, that they were quashed by the district attorney and/or the mayor that the city, the NYPD operates under their authority. For example, the district attorney has to authorize a convening of a grand jury in order to bring indictments. So that he was sharing with me his frustration at the incapacity to bring about indictments of individuals, no matter what the evidence, which is why I believe that releasing these 650,000 emails to the members of Congress is the best possible thing that could have been done.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be immense, isn't it? I'm sure Jason Chaffetz and others in the Congress are not going to let this rest. When we come back, we're going to hear that 7-minute clip. And it should open people's eyes as to what's really going on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, you've heard of HGH, right? Human growth hormone? Well, actually, it's very important because it affects the way we look and feel. Remember the name Seromax HGH, Seromax. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor. Human growth hormone is known as a hormone produced by our anterior pituitary glands in the brain. As we grow older, those levels decline. And by age 40, nearly everyone is deficient in HGH. And many of the diseases we associate with aging can be traced to those declining levels of HGH. Thankfully, there's help. Visit SeromaxHGH.com and learn about Seromax HGH. It's an all-natural amino acid HGH precursor containing specialized growth factors and nutrients scientifically shown to help increase the levels of HGH in your bloodstream. Plus, Seromax HGH has zero known negative side effects. Visit SeromaxHGH.com. SeromaxHGH.com. Get moving and join the growing list of satisfied customers who've discovered Seromax HGH.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're going to play this clip of Bill Still that you recommended, Jim, and I think that it should summarize a lot of things that, or expand on them that you talked about. Go ahead,
yes.
Dan, and let's play that clip.
Good afternoon. I'm still reporting on the Clintons. A thread on 4chan posting comments of a purported high-level FBI analyst claims that the Clinton Foundation's influence on both Republicans and Democrats may be much deeper than anyone had previously guessed. First, a word about the reliability of 4chan. It is a message board that's designed from the ground up to be totally anonymous. Users don't even have to pick a username. Posts are time sensitive. Less time for R-rated discussion threads, more time for G or PG rated ones. So the reliability of the comments can only be judged by knowledge of the context surrounding the comments. I have some experience as an analyst in classified settings and believe the context makes these comments worthy of consideration. That's all. A few weeks ago, a 4chan thread was started just before FBI Director James Comey decided not to prosecute Hillary Clinton over the various scandals derived from the half of her emails which she didn't destroy. The numbered links were links within 4chan that existed as of last night, but have been disappeared this morning. You'll have to take my word for it that I saw the contents with my own eyes for the time being. Speaking of Hillary Clinton, the discussion starts out with a board member asking Mr. FBI guy the following. Will she be indicted? Mr. FBI guy responds, there is intense pressure for us not to do so. I am posting from a position of near anonymity and enough plausible deniability to evade prosecution, as we all have been given gag orders. There is enough for her and the entire government to be brought down. People do not realize how enormous this whole situation actually is. There are a lot of people involved. The real point of interest is the Clinton Foundation, not the email server. We received the server from Benghazi, then from that server we found data on the Clinton Foundation. Then we realized the situation is much worse than previously thought. The problem is the Clinton Foundation is a massive spider web of connections and money laundering implicating hundreds of high-level people. Hillary Rodham Clinton is just a piece, albeit a big piece, of this massive storm. There already is enough to indict. Comey has been trying to stall because he does not want to face the Clinton machine as well as the rest of Washington, D.C. But this case would explode into a million other cases if fully brought to light, and then we would be one agency competing against the entire government and a horde of other interests. It is a very tense, uncomfortable position. Then the thread starts to explain why Comey did not recommend indictment. It's just too big, especially if Clinton wins. Unless Trump wins, there will be no hope of fixing this, and the Clintons will rule completely outside the rule of law. If we recommend to indict, we literally hand over documentation, implying the entire government is involved in treason at the highest levels and everyone is about to duck and cover. Then the thread talks about Russia. It has become obvious to me as an analyst that for whatever reason, war profiteering, strategic changing of the subject from Clinton criminality to war with Russia, etc. The Clinton operation is trying to stir up the drums of war. FBI guy agrees. Some of my war strategy buddies are estimating a high probability that Russia will leak all of the info they have to the world, since Clinton wants to go to war with them and they have no desire to be in conflict with the U.S. So, Trump is the guy trying to keep us out of a war with Russia. Trump realizes that the real threat is the Great Migration. It's like the old board game called Risk. If we don't team up with Russia, there can be no hope of defeating the jihad. You have three choices. A, turn over all the information to the DOJ, make public a recommendation. The truth comes out, the entire world realizes how much the U.S. is meddling in foreign affairs, and we go to war. B, you cherry-pick the data to implicate the people already in the eye of public opinion, so the chips fall on the heads of a select few and the whole system does not crash. Or C, you do nothing and watch the unstable political climate to gauge how you will respond. I am confident if Trump wins, she will be going to jail. Comey will likely resign in any case. FBI is being very quiet for a reason. Most of us want to keep our jobs. Snowden has nothing to do with any of this. FBI guy then talks about the top secret special access emails that Clinton had in her possession. HRC had them and she did not have proper authority to have any of them. They were leaked to her by someone and she did sell them to overseas donors. Possessing them alone makes her guilty of treason. Most of us are of the opinion that HRC will not be president, and having Trump in office makes our job that much easier. But right now, we have to carefully wade through the mud. Then FBI guy refers to the Bill Clinton, BC, and Loretta Lynch, LL, plane gate meeting at the Phoenix airport. BC likely wanted LL to focus on the email server and shy away from prosecuting the foundation. Then FBI guy explains the nonsense that is motivating globalist George Soros to fund the migrant invasion of Europe. The goal of Soros is to create a global government where all people intermingle and breed and become one people ruled by a racially pure Jewish race. They sincerely believe that under their rule all human conflict will cease because there will be no more cause for division. In other words, Soros believes that once races are sufficiently mixed and nationalism destroyed, will rule the planet. That may just depend on how you define the word rule and in whose benefit the ruling will occur, Mr. Soros. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.
Okay, so Jim, that's pretty shocking, but that makes sense with all the things that I've read. Anything you want to add to that?
Well, this is why I so much wanted you to view it. I mean, the idea is, you know, bringing all these immigrant streams of refugees, put them ahead of Americans, as I was explaining before, try to create racial homogeneity, destroy all cultures, everything that's distinctive. It makes life interesting, you know. I mean, make Sweden just as homogeneous as Nigeria. I mean, how ridiculous is that? And to try to advance a world in which you have a clear division between masters and slaves, and clearly in Soros's mind, the masters are going to be the pure Jewish race and the slaves, everyone else.
Wow. that's a very dystopic world, isn't it?
It's very disturbing. Yep. And I felt it was important for us to get it out there on the table. Bill Still is a very sober guy, and he does wonderful, wonderful work.
Now, tomorrow, if Trump gets in, a lot of things are going to happen. If you were to give the bullet points of the top five things that are going to happen, what would you say?
Well, there's going to be a major house cleaning. An historian about 6 months ago observed that if Trump became inaugurated, that the consequences would be as extensive as when FDR introduced the New Deal. He's going to be the proverbial new broom that sweeps clean. I think that the amount of corruption in Washington is going to be stamped out into a very large measure. You were alluding to his principles of ethics. Hillary has even acknowledged when she participated in the Commander-in-Chief Forum. And it turned out that she was asked a question she didn't expect to be asked by Matt Lauer. She flipped out, and she, from the crew, we learned, you really had to see it. She came apart literally unglued. She's the most foul-mouthed woman I've ever heard, and that voice at screech level was awful. She threw a glass of water in the face of one of her associates and said, if that effing bastard wins, we all hang from nooses. Lauer's finished, and if I lose, it's all on your heads for screwing this up. She said to Donna Brazile, who's recently been revealed to have given Hillary questions for several of these debates for which she was fired by CNN, I'm so sick of your face. You stare at the wall like a brain-dead buffalo while letting that effing Lauer get away with this. It was the most awful and terrible and racist display, such a profane meltdown I have ever witnessed from anyone, and I will never forget it. The American people, when Matt Lauer was later asked why he did it, why he asked her a question that hadn't been on the approved list, he said, the American people deserve an answer from the former Secretary of State. So Matt Lauer did the right thing, but she was going after him hammers and tongs and made multiple phone calls to try to get the guy fired for doing his job. I mean, the American people have no idea how much all these debates are rigged. I mean, as the Donald said, the system is rigged, and we learn more about it every single day.
Now, here I'm going to just put in a few bullet points. Number one, I expect major terrorism in the next 30 days, maybe on Election Day, to paralyze government and our military and police. Number two, I expect the powers that be, the control of finances, to push over Deutsche Bank and to cause a tsunami of dominoes that will crash the world economy. Number three, I expect actions by Turkey and their affiliates to amplify the war and bring in danger by downing a Russian jet in the Syrian theater. Number five, I think that we are likely to see staged, how can I say this, pseudo-terrorism to try to see if they can demonize the groups that support Trump and say that it's the KKK, it's these American patriots that are armed to the teeth that are doing this, and they're going to try to see if they can disarm the public. Now, we have 275 million plus guns, 94 million armed Americans, 23 million veterans, most of the police, firefighters, EMTs, special forces. I used to be a doctor taking care of Delta and special ops. I was their doctor. And I'm going to tell you, 99.9% of them are fully lockstep in supporting a constitutional republic against global takeover. What's going to happen is that if they try to implement some form of martial law to start seizing guns from the public, there's going to be a coup d'etat. There'll be a pitchfork revolution, and they're not going to be able to stop us. Now, people like Chris Wallace are wanting a smooth transition. This is not going to happen. I don't want to see that happen. I much prefer that the Congress has a special session, brings in its own special prosecutor. I'm sure they have the powers under in Congress to actually activate statutes that allow them in this kind of situation to take control. And we do not want to see Hillary start appointing Supreme Court justices. We don't want her to start firing off executive orders, because it's my feeling the Congress will stay in the hands of the Republican. The Senate will maybe have a slightly reduced majority, but it'll still be Republican. And she will start to try to rule from the White House with executive orders that's going to cause a constitutional crisis in the midst of all these investigations. So I expect to see her try to pull off martial law after terrorism. I expect the people behind her to do a global financial collapse. And the war in the Middle East is going to really blow up, because the powers that be are the masters of chaos. What do you think?
I think that's a brilliant critique. I love it. I think it's sensational, Bill. I think I would agree up and down the line with what you've said.
Now, what that means is Trump is going to be, he's going to be like a busker throwing, as I said, one of my jokes is to throwing flaming machetes. You'll either get burnt or cut while on a unicycle. And Trump is going to have to use every one of his best advisors and expand his team of people to handle all these crises, because it's going to be absolutely ridiculous what they're going to throw at Trump. They're going to try to make him look incompetent. They're going to try to overwhelm him with crises. They're going to try to make sure his economic policies won't deal with the trade imbalances. And, of course, what I expect between now and Inauguration Day is the Abominator will try to manipulate whatever is his lame duck presidency to see if he can get the TPP and TTIP passed. Obama is obviously not beyond anything, and he always stands there with that smirking salamander look like, hey, me, I'm just telling them, go and vote, even if they're illegal. I'm just telling them I support TTP and TTIP, even though I'm leaving office shortly. I mean, it's mind-boggling that this monster still has any power whatsoever, and he hasn't been impeached or arrested.
It is. And it may have to do with the continuity of government, because, looking into it, it turns out that we are still in a declared state of emergency from September 2001 to the present, that these proclamations, which have been activated and still apply, give force to 470 provisions of federal law. Taken together, they confer enough authority to rule the country without reference to normal constitutional processes. Did I already present this bill, because it's so vital?
Did. And I have a feeling, though, Congress has the right to terminate that process.
Well, let it be done. I mean, it has to be done. It has to be done forthwith.
So we have to have the public listen to this program, go and contact your congressman to say, look, we want to insist that the Congress forces the Department of Justice to appoint an independent investigator. It forces that this so-called statement, which has already not been reversed since September 18th, 9/11, 2001, that this is reversed, so we actually have constitutional law. We don't want to be on the fringe flag, the admiralty flag of martial law. We want the operation of reasonable government, where everybody's under the same blind lady of justice. Someone's got their big thumb on the scales, and that thumb are globalists who are both Republicans, Democrat, and global international bankers. And if this isn't reversed, there's going to be a hot revolution. It's going to get bloody. I don't want to see it that way. I want to see it dealt with a constitutional Republican activation of the Congress and Senate doing their job impeaching this monster if she doesn't get in, because it'll be a stolen election. It won't be a legal election. You can guarantee it'll be stolen. Because I think all the momentum is behind Trump.
I agree. All the momentum is behind Trump. I agree completely. He's been surging in Florida. He's been surging in Pennsylvania. There are even reasons to believe he's going to take Michigan. Yeah, he's going to, I believe, take Pennsylvania. He's leading in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I want to put a warning out. This is for all those politicians and pundits and various people in various positions of power that think they're going to get away and we won't know. You, by trying to force in Hillary Clinton, will be putting a target on your back. And we're going to watch that target. You need to know legally, constitutionally, through our Congress and Senate, in every way possible, we're going to oppose you. We're not going to have a smooth transition to power. It's Trump or nothing. And believe me, nothing is not going to be pleasant. And if you think you're going to get away from this unscathed, you can't go far enough away to Antarctica, and we're going to get you. You're not going to get away.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back. I think tomorrow, Election Day, you may call in for a minute or two to give a comment on whatever happens. But I'm sure that your analysis is deeper and broader and more comprehensive than anybody I know. The videos we put together, by the way, and the audios we put up are shocking. I mean, I learned more stuff. And to be honest with you, I'm having the worst panic attacks of my life in the middle of the night. I mean, I'm literally having to take some of my most powerful nutraceuticals like Combine, Brain Mag, etc., just to be able to get back down to go to sleep. I'm really freaked out by this. And I don't think, you know, and I'm an old trauma doctor. I work in burn units and trauma units. What I see happening is a hot, bloody revolution if this doesn't get solved. I don't want it to go there. I don't want to see America trashed. But if they bring in Hillary, and this is those stupid Americans that are what I call brain dead, you have to understand what you're doing is what I call vicious, snarling ignorance. And if you put in Hillary, either by your own vote, on top of all the crime of, you know, vote rigging and dead people voting and double and busing people from other states and just plain gem software flipping the votes. If this happens, I don't even want to think about what's going to happen next. I'm completely freaked out by this. And I'm praying like crazy that if Trump gets in, he's got a hell of a job to do. As I said to Roger Stone, this is like opening up oil cans sized worms, and the worms are like, you know, from, you know, Spock and you know, Star Trek from the 25th century that are double-headed titanium alloy robot snakes that are 20 feet long, and they can consume you with lasers in their mouth and so on. I mean, this is not going to be funny. This is going to be so ugly, like just the stuff about the pedophile rings and so on. It blows your mind, even if you've been doing this for years. It is so bad, isn't it?
Yes. Here are a couple of stories that will fascinate you. Obama buys $4.9 million seaside mansion in non-extradition country of Dubai. President Obama is in the process of purchasing a $4.9 million seaside villa in Dubai for his retirement. Reportedly, a deposit was made on the property last week by the Podesta Group, a global public relations firm. Interestingly, the purchase is being handled by the global law firm DLA Piper, said to be the representatives of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Wow. That's one story. And the other that's equally fascinating, the Kremlin has reported a $1.8 billion transfer made from the Clinton Foundation to the Central Bank of Qatar.
Wow. I mean, I'm watching one of the latest shows. I'm watching is Suits, about corporate lawyers in New York and some of the evil things that are going on. And they had this one, they had an amalgamation with two legal firms in one of the latest episodes in season three. One of the guys is called a fixer, and he actually arranged for the assassination of people opposing the setting up of oil wells and an oil pipeline across their little country. They had tons of oil. This breaks the mold. I mean, I think that if you presented this script to anybody in a movie set, they wouldn't want to see the movie screenplay because they'd say it's too over the top. They just want the dope you used in order to write it. I mean, I'm just stymied. I mean, if I wasn't sitting there, I'd fall down. I can't believe it. I mean, and you teach me more stuff all the time, Jim, about how bad it is. And tomorrow we're going to find out. Because let me tell you, Mr. Chris Wallace, it's never Hillary, not never Trump. If Trump doesn't get in, God help us all, because believe me, Americans are not going to roll over and play dead. No smooth transition of power to the wildebeest. The dragon needs to be slain. The lance needs to go into the heart bone. That beast needs to go down. The Clinton era needs to end. Thank you, Jim. Call in.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.